From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you once again with another edition of the Living Truth radio program on this Tuesday. And I do, again, thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company and for the opportunity that we have to study the Word of God together on the Living Truth program. You know, this program has been on the air since 1989, and God has been so faithful to us on this program, and of course, I believe that it's simply because of the fact that we do nothing but teach the Word of God. If you are a regular listener, you will know that many times I have said that if you're looking for a program that is filled with bells and whistles, well, this may not be that program. But if you're looking for a program where the Word of God is taught, then I encourage you to remain by the radio there and continue to come back every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, where we are simply teaching the Word of God. And normally, I do what I'm doing this week. I conduct a series that goes throughout the course of that week so that we can look at a particular subject and try to come to a clear understanding of what that subject is. Now, this week, we are looking at the phrase, in Christ. And our key text is 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, where the Bible says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." That is a tremendous verse of Scripture to take into consideration. It's a verse of Scripture that describes what we are as Christians in Christ. Indeed, it's a good verse of Scripture to memorize. I mentioned yesterday when I introduced the subject that the phrase in Christ is found no less than 75 times in the King James Bible. And therefore, it is a phrase that should be studied. It is a phrase that we should give our attention to. Because if something is mentioned once in the Bible, it's important. If it's reiterated and repeated over and over again, certainly it is very significant. So we want to look at the reality of being in Christ. It's a very clear verse. It says again, and I repeat it, because we must remember this, beloved. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." Somebody once said that this is a very brief, but a most profound and significant statement of the believer's relationship with Jesus Christ. Let me repeat that. It's a quote that I found in my study, and it goes like this once again. This verse, that is 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, is a very brief, but a most profound and significant statement of the believer's relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, it is a reminder that Christianity is more than a religion. It is a relationship with the Creator of the universe, a relationship with the Redeemer of mankind, a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that being the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a tremendous verse to take into consideration. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Those who are Muslims cannot say that they are in Muhammad. Those who are Buddhists cannot say that they are in Buddha. And we could go on and on. The only, quote, religion, end quote, that is in the world where it says that we are in Christ is Christianity, because Christianity is more than a religion. It is that relationship. And I might say it involves a very intimate, a very close relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just want to remind you today that when we are talking about being a Christian, we are talking not about a person who was brought up in a Christian home or just goes to a Christian church or has attended a Christian school. No, a Christian is one who has trusted Jesus Christ alone as Savior. Always remember that. You're not a Christian because your parents were Christian. You're not a Christian because you go to a Christian church. You're not a Christian because you were brought up in the so-called Christian nation. The only way that anybody is a Christian is through faith in Christ. Remember Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26, another tremendous verse to memorize, where the Bible says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." That's how we become a child of God. That's how we become a Christian. It's through faith in Jesus Christ. "For ye are all the children of God by faith." And there's our phrase, in Christ Jesus. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then obviously you're not a Christian, not biblically speaking, for sure. And so I would encourage you to look at your life, and if you've not yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you right now, right there by the radio, to call upon the name of the Lord. Say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," and He will. Now, what I want us to do at this juncture is to begin to look at some of the tremendous things that we as Christians have because of the fact that we are in Christ. Today, I want to begin this part of our study by noting that a true Christian, that is, one who's trusted Jesus Christ alone as Savior, a true Christian is secure in Christ. Secure in Christ. For instance, go to the Gospel of John, chapter 10. John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30, is one of the many passages in the Word of God that reminds us that as Christians, we are secure in Christ. Every now and then, you'll run across somebody who says that they believe that they can lose their salvation. Listen, beloved, no one can lose their salvation once they're truly saved. Why? Well, it's because the Bible teaches that. Notice again, John chapter 10, 27 through 30, as the Lord Jesus is speaking, and He says this. He says, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of My hand. My Father, which gave them Me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of My Father's hand. I and My Father are one." Beloved, that again is another passage of Scripture that is good to memorize because it teaches us that we are secure in Christ. Jesus talks about the relationship that He, the shepherd, has with those of us who are saved, the sheep. And He says, "I give unto them eternal life." And by the way, eternal life is defined as the life of God, according to John chapter 17 and verse 3. And so Jesus says, "I have given My sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of My hand." And then He goes on to say, "My Father, which gave them Me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of My Father's hand." Do you see that, beloved? That as Christians, we are in the hand of Christ, we are in the hand of God, and no one can pluck us out of the hand of God, of the hand of the Lord Jesus. We are doubly secure in Christ. And every now and then you'll come across a person who says, "Well, maybe nobody can pluck us out of our Father's hand or out of the hands of the Lord Jesus, but we can jump out if we want." Well, no. Each and every one of us are a part of that group that cannot pluck us out of God's hand. In other words, once we are saved, we are eternally saved because of the promise of God. We go to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 3, where once again we find this tremendous phrase, in Christ. Or it says, actually, it's in God. But it talks about the fact of the reality that we are in Christ. Notice what it says. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 3, where the Word of God says to Christians, "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." Now, what does that mean? Well, the Bible teaches us that before we are saved, we are dead in our trespasses and sins. But after we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we are dead to our trespasses and sins. In other words, we have victory over trespasses and sins. We have victory over death. We have victory over the grave when we trust Christ as Savior. Why? Because our life is hid with Christ in God. Once again, you see that double security. The fact of the matter is that once we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we are eternally secure in Christ. And as long as Christ lives, which is forever as the eternal Son of God, you and I are secure in Christ. Isn't that a tremendous thing to take into consideration? That once you trust Christ as Savior, you'll not lose that salvation because of the promises of God. And because of the promise that Jesus says, "You're in my hands, you are in the hands of the Father, and no one is able to pluck you out of our hands." Wow, that's a tremendous thing to take into consideration. Thank the Lord for being in Christ. Well, tomorrow we'll continue our study, and so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why I say, the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen indeed.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.